E.G. White to Burden, April 3, 1907, B-120-07. Sanitarium, California, April 3, 1907. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, Sanitarium. Dear Brother, there are some things that I desire to write to you. Do not be in haste about the health food business. There is a possibility of entering into a work that will bring gain of means, but which would result in spiritual loss to the sanitarium. Commercial enterprises often work to a large degree counter to the purpose for which our institutions are established. They detract from the influence which God desires shall attend the work. The condition brought about is sometimes the condition in which Christ found the barren fig tree. Searching for fruit with which to satisfy his need, the Savior found nothing but a show of leaves. In visions of the night, I have seen Christ searching in our institutions for fruit, for that virtue revealed in the lives of his workers that tells in the saving of the soul unto eternal life. You have a noble work to do in praying with the sick and in feeding their souls with the bread of life. You are to be God's medical missionary, teaching souls what it means to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. Christ explains the meaning of these words. "The flesh profiteth nothing," he said. "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." You have the ability to speak in a pleasant, intelligent, interesting way to the sick. It is your privilege to inspire them with hope and courage, and lead them to a knowledge of the truth of the Word. Many of the patients who come to the sanitarium are children in their understanding of the Word. If you will take hold of these cases and seek to lead them to the truth, one who is your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your reward. Your mind must be a treasure house full of good things. Keep the patients cheerful. Pleasant words of instruction may be given to them that will be a blessing to them while they are at the sanitarium, and when they return to their homes, the message of truth they have heard will be constantly repeating itself to them. We do not appreciate how far greater are the results for good when we bring cheerfulness and the joy of the Lord into our work. I am very desirous that you shall feel as free as possible to do this gospel work. Your strength for it, and your success in it, will depend largely on the time and strength you reserve for this work. You should not allow yourself to be overwhelmed with responsibilities, so that you cannot have the realization in your own soul that you are in the right place. It is necessary that you share your responsibilities with others. Those who are spiritually minded and whom you can trust with the work should be employed to help carry out your plans. You will find that you accomplish much more in the end if you will allow others to bear burdens. Your perceptions are good, but they must be worked in order to be improved. This is also true of your fellow workers. In no place in the world can our influence tell on the Lord's side with such power as in the position to which He calls us. The most useful thing we do in the service of God is to encourage the souls that are distressed and lead them to Christ. Keep the lives of the patients constantly refreshed by the example of a Christ-like example. You will have success if you will be a self-denying Christian. An earnest desire to be obedient to the will of your Heavenly Father will bring you to the place where you will wear Christ's yoke. Those who are great in the sight of the Lord will, like John the Baptist, have humility of heart. Then good works will follow. Your example may be such that others will wish to emulate it. Your obedience and humbleness of mind will make obedience and humility a desirable thing to those who are associated with you. The words of truth were so simple as Christ explained them that the disciples could comprehend them. The Word of God is our spirit and life. It is the weapon by which we are to resist the attacks of Satan. Those who are much with God in prayer and consent to wear the yoke of Christ will be meek and lowly in heart. They will be one with Christ. You and your wife can be a source of help and strength to each other and a blessing to the sanitarium. Prayer is the key that will unlock the treasure of heaven to you. Let your faith increase. Increased faith and sanctification of the Spirit will qualify you to be a wise counselor. Words spoken in season and in the spirit of tenderness, accompanied by the silent working of the Holy Spirit, will make the right impression. Do not think that you are accomplishing nothing because you cannot see definite results for your work. You are to sow the seed, knowing not which shall prosper, this or that. May the Lord help and strengthen and bless you in your work, is my prayer. Ellen G. White.